Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for listening to the Everyman Show. You know, the news is just outrageous. You know, we have all manner of ridiculousness, secrets. We have bills. They don't want to tell us anything until after these bills are signed. You know, I'll tell you something. After 13 years of this trash, and of course I'm referring to 9/11, 14 years, whatever it is, I think most of the country at this point has post-traumatic stress disorder. Most people are completely bogged down with depression. I think it is absolutely absurd, the shenanigans, the charlatans, the ridiculousness coming out of Congress. You know, how many times do we have to hear the talkers tell us that these same old people, McCain, McConnell, Boehner, Pelosi, President, Barack Hussein Obama, Joseph Biden. I mean, how much more can people take? We have war that literally every time it ramps down, they re-ramp it up. You know, you have to understand something, folks. It's all by design. There is nothing that happens that's not made to happen. There is nothing out there that they don't fully understand the end game on. It's orchestrated. I mean, they teach it at West Point. They've got all manner of just literal insanity, it would seem. It just seems like every time we turn around, they're making things extremely dangerous. The open borders. The guys coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan wiped out. You know, in World War I, World War II, a man only did one tour. He would go and do his tour. His kills would be documented. He would have every type of medical psychotherapy, and of course for those that were came back in pieces, they were put together as much as possible and taken care of for the rest of their lives. We've seen a dramatic change in what the VA does. We've seen a dramatic change in the way they disseminate information. You know, when you finally get the truth, when you're looking for it and you're looking hard, and you see the truth behind the lies, you see the racism, you see the genderism, you see the Islamification of America, you see people that literally are walking around and their jaws have not come off the ground for years. And they wake up every day to this. You know, I remember all the journalists and all the, you know, TV pundits that were on 15 years ago. Many, many, many of them are gone. The ones that are paid huge, ginormous, you know, a lot of these people, some of these people, I think Matt Lauer makes $20 million a year. A lot of these other pundits make $12 million a year. We saw what happened with Brian Williams. To find out that he was a stone-cold liar, a propagandist, it's the ridiculousness of it all. You know, I myself, being a regular guy, that's why I call it the Everyman Show. I talk about GMOs. I talk about war. I talk about 9/11. I remember as a kid, Vietnam. I remember the endless, endless, endless banter. I spend a lot of time just being thankful that, well, at my age, at least being able to get up every day and go do what I want to do. I'm in good physical health as far as I know. I'm sure that's not going to last long with the chemtrails, the toxic food that I put in my mouth for 20 years, believing, 30 years, believing that it was safe, the aspartame, corn fructose, eating things out of a box, out of a package, walking around believing that it was okay to sit down and nibble half a bag of Fritos, not knowing the unimaginable damage I did to myself. And I was a bodybuilder for 15 years, almost two decades. And I don't do that anymore. The fluoride and the toothpaste and the fluoride treatments at the dentist. And then I'm drinking tea, believing that it's okay when in fact it's fluoride. GMOs everywhere. You wonder why children are batshit crazy, bouncing off the walls. Well, you have to understand something. It's unavoidable for them. Parents feeding them corn, soy products, not knowing, thinking that they never think for a minute that when they get bread or stop and get a Subway sandwich that these chemicals they make yoga mats with, where's in the food? It's been proven that pigs that eat GMO corn versus non-GMO corn are extremely aggressive. They are extremely hostile towards other pigs and quite violent. You don't hear a peep. Yet Monsanto has all of these immunities where they can't be sued. Vaccines where the government's paid out $4 billion in claims to damaged children with autism. Death. Undeniable. We find out that this, what was it called, HGB or HCG or whatever it is, HCB, that they put in vaccines in Africa, sterilizing the victims. 4 out of the 10 vials tested positive for this substance. And we ask, what's in vaccines? And we find out it's mercury and lead and toxins. And we find out that it's got formaldehyde in it and detergent. And live viruses, folks. It is undeniable that these vaccines right now, this MMR shot is loaded with live virus. We know that Lyme's disease was manufactured on Plum Island and the deer somehow mysteriously got loose. We know that AIDS was manufactured in 1976, about the time they found Ebola. I dabble in tweets. I dabble in Facebook. Facebook controls all the media you see based on algorithm. Twitter, same thing. How many times do I go to my phone, go to my it's only on my phone that I use. I don't have a computer in my home anymore. I've gotten the ELF out of here, the EMF, ELF out. I use my phone now, and after an hour of looking at it, I literally have double vision. I make it a point to cover my eyes and go black for at least 5 minutes. And if you do this, you'll see the small white flicker rate in your eyes. You know, when you look at the sun, you close your eyes, you see the sun, and then suddenly it dissipates as the, purple, night purple, whatever they call it. But it's, you know, it slowly heals itself. You cannot stare at a welder when he's working because you'll damage your eyes. Now we have issues as of late. We know what Bill Clinton did. We know he gave away military secrets on missiles and airplanes and, of course, Monica Lewinsky diverting all that away. But now we have Hillary Clinton using private emails, talking to the president, gussing Israel's military plans. She is and was the Secretary of State. I can't imagine what's in those emails and who got that information. We know that Huma Abedin was absolutely Muslim Brotherhood. We've seen endless pictures of Hillary Clinton hugging up to every leader of Saudi Arabia and other countries there. Now we have news about the Clinton Foundation and all of its criminal activity. You know, we've got James Carville coming back on the scene. You know, here again, damage control. When the lie is out, it's not going to go back into the bottle. When the genie is out, forget about it. But I think it's really a right to know. Obama said it would be the most transparent president. I know in my heart of hearts that he is a plant. I know too much about that crazy situation, the fake electronic voting situation. I read a story yesterday before it's news that Michelle Obama did not give birth to these two children. There's some speculation that they're not even married. There's a lot of speculation that Michelle Obama is a transvestite who had her sex changed after high school. So the humiliation, the frustration, the exacerbation, the just endless non-communication of the most transparent White House ever is here again another deception, a radical Islamic deception. And I think it's very important for people to understand that it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse before it gets better. They're talking about a 9/11 happening in Europe. You know, when you listen to these people talk, when you hear Dick Cheney talk, when you heard George Bush talk, and I do, again, recommend you go to stateofthenation.com, and you take a look at the Putin-Snowden documents dumps. See, this is why Putin accepted Snowden. No one else would. Now, they're saying there's some speculation that Snowden was an operation. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. Beside the chemtrails, beside the GMOs, beside the vaccines, beside all the industrial waste in the foods, artificial intelligence is going to be the next shoe to drop. The inhumane disassociation with humanity is wrong. They know it's wrong. You know, Putin comes out and says, I will not poison my people with GMOs. I will not do it. You know, you have to give him kudos for that. You know, we often ask ourselves in this world of technology, asymmetrical technological war, there's a war on for your mind. Again, Infowars.com. Again, GlobalResearch.Canada, two of my favorite sites, and there's so many, many more. The Daily Caller, the Daily Beast, you know, the Daily Mail, the Guardian. Come on, it's out there. On and on and on. And then you look at these crisis actors from 9/11 to Boston to the Sandy Hook shooting, the same people over and over again. And then the mainstream media is hell-bound at $12 million a year per pundit to lie. Look, omission is complicity. I mean, I think it's wrong for people to be basically not telling the truth or omitting the truth. What's the difference in any of that? What is the difference in criminal activity or being charged with authority and then lying to people that damages the good of the masses? Well, I think it's wrong. You know, they want to try and push this net neutrality. I mean, look, if this happens, if the internet goes rogue, if they think they're going to fine people and send people to prison for, you know, they put Barrett Brown in prison for 5 long years just for linking to Strats 4. He didn't know credit cards were linked to it, but you think they didn't set him up? You think there's not a setup on every link? You think the DOJ gives a rat's ass about the law? They literally sculpt it however they see fit. I will absolutely turn it all off. I'll do my best to avoid it like the plague. I rarely ever use this smartphone that I'm on if I can help it, because it is EMF. It does have white light flicker rate, and it's damaging. And I don't want anything to do with it. You know, it's been 5 years since I had a credit card. I probably lost, I'm going to say, $2,000 to $3,000 in fees and money that they just, you know, if you don't stop and order physically, if you call them, forget it. But if you don't do it physically online, you're not going to cut off those automatic payments. And you're seeing hacking, every manner of hacking. With all these thousands and thousands of NSA employees, do you really believe there are not some moles and some criminals and some dangerous people working there? Well, I'm going to tell you, they moved them into my rental house. Oh, look, Al's got a rental property. My name is Alan Eric Dubosky, by the way. You can follow me on Twitter. But they moved them into my house. Oh, look, Al's got some rooms for rent here on Craigslist. And one after another, they moved them into my house. DHS, NSA, and FBI rented three rooms from me. And what was amazing is two of the guys, I mean, they were so obnoxious. The one guy from DHS literally drank himself into oblivion every night. You could hear the beer cans clanking. And finally, you know, I would just have enough. And he just constantly decided he would do whatever he wanted to do. And I threw him out. And then, of course, after that, it got to a point where the NSA guy moved out. He was hacking my computer. He was listening to my every move. He was basically a snarky little fellow. Strange, like you can't believe. But you got to understand something. They've spent hundreds and hundreds of billions, if not trillions and trillions of dollars, to turn the United States into a Stasi Germany. Literally, we're blanketed in spy activity. If it isn't drones, it's smart meters, it's your smartphone, your computers, smart TVs, smart dishwashers, smart refrigerators, smart-ass grid everywhere. You know, my situation is, where are we going? Where have we been? Humanity is literally being wiped out as I speak. And artificial intelligence, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that have read 1984, this is eons worse than that book. Eons worse than Animal Farm. The FEMA camps are real. The rail cars with the welded-in shackles are real. The 435 underground bunkers for the elites. The trench coat wearers. You know, the guys that literally spend their whole lives in some narcissist self admiring, self-admonished. I mean, they really believe they're surrounded by criminals. We're all criminals. Your emotions, your thoughts, your every movement is calculated, discriminated against, judged. The labyrinth, ladies and gentlemen, is built. It is happening. The young college graduates have been so indoctrinated, so completely MKUltra mind swept, they don't even know it, but they're never, ever, ever going to be the person they want to be. Because by the time I'm gone, hopefully 10, 20 years, I don't know, but by the time I'm gone and by the time they're middle age, they will literally not be able to make a personal decision. They will not have any personal freedoms. They will be given parameters. And like a rat finding the cheese at the end of the labyrinth, they'll never sink their teeth into that cheese, but they'll keep on looking. I just don't understand this whole gender bender, you know, mind sweep. They don't want people having sex. They don't want people getting married. They don't want people having children. They want to control it all. We know about this ridiculous stone down there, this ridiculous sculpture in Georgia. They want to kill 6.5 billion people. Your Ted Turners, your Warren Buffetts, your Bill Gates. You see, they have it all now. Your Al Gores, you're all uber wealthy. Your Bain Capital money laundering, 9/11 payoff money laundering, Mitt Romney. The cat is out of the bag, folks. Gordon Duff isn't stupid. Stu Webb's not stupid. Alex Jones is not stupid. Michael Savage, he's not stupid, but he's annoying because he does not tell you what he knows. You know, all the rest of them. I don't even hear Chris Matthews or Ed Schultz. I don't hear about them anymore. I mean, I could hardly stand it. Rachel Maddow, total, complete joke. And I still say, I think she has a penis. Little, you know, you have to have some gallows humor. But as I've said before, you're going to want to pay attention to what they're not telling you. Understand that ISIS is a creation for television. The very people that said they were chasing terrorists were the ones heading up the terrorists. I said this 4 years ago on the radio as a blurb on a call-in. I said there are no terrorists that these people do not create. And I was right. I don't like being wrong, and when I am, I'm embarrassed. Am I a narcissist? Am I self-deluded? Or I'm just a stupid carpenter? You see, I fancy myself a carpenter, a home builder, a guy who likes to fix things up. I got more talent in my pinky than they'll ever have in their entire briefcase. But that's neither here nor there. Because, you see, we're all conspiracy theorists. We're not conspiracy truthers. 9/11.org, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. The absolute, undeniable, most stealth, knowledgeable, source-loaded journalists on the face of the earth disseminated information 10 years ago about 9/11. They knew it was a nuclear explosion. They knew that it was some type of an energy device. They put Susan Lindau in prison for 5 years for nothing. For nothing. Wrong place, wrong time. Come with us. We are literally securing the perimeter. And truth be damned. Okay? Innocence be damned. And if you think I'm kidding, you just watch and see. They've got their tool in the White House. They've got Obama. He is a bot. He is absolutely mind-controlled. Every minute detail controlled. Valerie Jarrett is right up his wazoo. You know, look, I've told you in prior shows about America's Nazi secrets. I've told you in prior shows that we're in a 100-year paradigm shift. If I was able to show people all my Time Life magazines from just 50 years ago, you would see the same exact stories about women, about weight loss, about kids, about sex, about drugs. A lot of alcohol ads. The Middle East, Vietnam. The same dramatic nightmare of war after 222 years of war. We have only had a handful, couple of decades of existence in this country without war. War is profit. War is an agenda for the bankers. You're never going to see the truth. You're never going to see the innocence destroyed. I watched a video today on Israel. Are you a friend of Israel? Go to YouTube and find it. Go look at what they do to six-year-old boys who throw stones. Go look at how they take one gun and create an entire situation of mass casualty. Israel's not playing games when they say they want to secure Jerusalem. They want to secure Israel. They want to secure that area. And the Palestinians don't stand a chance. They breathe the same air. They walk, and then they foment these crazies that run around stabbing people. They fire 150 rockets in a week into Israel. What do they think is going to happen? Israel has wiped out 15% of all of Gaza's dwellings. endless, endless mass innocence, and it's not going to end because that's who's in the Middle East. That's who's running ISIS. That's who's running the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria. And they're not joking when they say they want the entire region. Why not just do it and get it over with? Why not just make it quick, fast, scorched earth, and get it over with? Because I don't know about you, but I can hardly stand it. I can easily quit looking. I can easily do what George Bush said, go on about my day. Just go about your day. There's nothing to see here. Yeah, a nuke just hit New York. Actually, it was planted long before for many weeks. But don't worry about that. We didn't steal hundreds of trillions of dollars. We don't have 350 nuclear warheads, and there's nothing to see here. Nuclear pits, I correct myself. Go to stateofthenation.org, stateofthenation.org, and look at the Putin-Snowden document dumps and listen to Gordon Duff talk about it on the video with, Veterans Transmission or something like that. I mean, I'm just saying, do your own research if you want. And if anybody out there is listening at all, follow me on Twitter, Alan Eric Dabosky. I don't fake who I am on Twitter like so many other people have. I've already had my visit from some protective agency worried about stuff that I was putting on Facebook, and I am extremely mild compared to what so many others are doing. Expose Agenda 21. I got a friend of mine who's wrapped up in this stuff. He was in intelligence in the military, and he'll never get out. It's literally driving him insane. Lucky for him, he has a wife that takes him away from all that every now and then. He had to fight tooth and nail in the VA to get his medications. He had to fight tooth and nail to get them to listen to him, and the only thing they wanted to know was whether or not he had guns. Guns don't kill people, folks. Bullets don't kill people. People kill people when they're pushed, provoked, and they go over the edge. And there are millions and millions and millions of Americans. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of military returning vets that fully know what was going on over there. And again, Pat Tillman, rest in peace. God bless your soul. So, you know, think about what I'm saying. Think about what the Everyman Show is about. Don't eat GMOs. Search for the truth. It will take you where you want to go, but hold on to your hat once you see it, once you hear it, once the few little blurbs that are allowed to get out, get out. We know that global warming is an absolute undeniable farce and a lie. We know that whatever's happening in the Middle East, it's all about regional. Well, they're going to take it over, they're going to do what they have to do, and they're not kidding about it. I sit quietly in my debt-free home, and I use what little money I can to survive. And I do the best I can to bring you the Everyman Show and to put out my little funny tweets, a lot of little rhymes and poems that might make a lot of sense. You got to have a little gallows humor. You got to have a little fun with it. Get out of the trenches. Laugh. Live. Breathe. Take care of yourself. Don't get too serious about this, the madness, because it is by design. And after all, didn't Barack Obama have his little party, Alice in Wonderland party, the day he was elected in 2008? They couldn't find him for 2 days, so they said. And they say that he was the Mad Hatter. You see, we know. We get it. We will not stop. Thanks for listening. Till tomorrow at 6:30. Bye-bye.